The U.S. attorney in Minnesota is leaving her post. Why that's news is that she is a symbol, critics say, of everything that went wrong in the Justice Department under Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. NPR Justice correspondent Ari Shapiro is covering the story and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Tell us about this woman. What were the complaints about her?
Well, her name is Rachel Paulos, and she was the youngest U.S. attorney in the country, 34 years old. She arrived in Minnesota without a lot of prosecutorial experience, but with a lot of enthusiasm for the Bush administration's prosecutorial agenda. Career prosecutors in the office described her as autocratic. They said she punished dissenters. They said she lacked leadership skills. She saw herself as a victim of anti-conservative discrimination in the office, but over the last months, the Justice Department sent one senior official after another out to Minneapolis to try to do damage control. By all accounts, it did very little good.
And Ari, it was just 10 days ago that a new attorney general took office. What role might he have played in her departure?
Well, we really don't know. And this morning, Rachel Paulos' departure is being portrayed as a sign that the new attorney general, Michael Mukasey, wants to quickly clean up all the messes left over from the Gonzalez scandal. But sources tell us that a group of top managers in Paulos' office were prepared to take a voluntary demotion or resign this week if Paulos didn't step down. Now, if that had happened, it would have been a repeat of an embarrassing episode that took place last April when top managers in the office took a voluntary demotion in protest of what they saw as her leadership failings. So you can imagine that if this had happened again this week, it would have been another black eye for the Justice Department, just when the department is trying to recover from its recent scandals. So, you know, it could be that the new attorney general wanted to make a statement about how things are going to be different now with a new boss in town. It could also be that he had very little choice and that Paulos had to step down to save the Justice Department from experiencing another public embarrassment.
Well, in a sense, though, why now? Just because of, the timing is because of the new attorney general?
Well, apparently there is some connection here with comments that Paulos made to a conservative website recently. She said, essentially, that she's being victimized because she is a young conservative woman of color. Rachel Paulos was born in India. And sources tell us that this was the last straw for the people in her office who were planning to resign this week if Paulos didn't. All of this is on top of an investigation by the Office of Special Counsel, which looks into whether government employees have been mistreated. The OSC is investigating whether Paulos mishandled classified documents, whether she retaliated against employees who disagreed with her, and whether she used racial epithets against an African-American employee. She denies any wrongdoing. She says she never made those comments. And, you know, one interesting thing here is I've talked with a lot of people recently who know Rachel Paulos from her work in Washington, who worked with her before she went to Minneapolis. These are Republicans and Democrats. They all say she is a smart person, she is a good lawyer, and she is essentially someone who was given too much responsibility, who was thrown in over her head and assigned to a job that she just couldn't perform. And in that way, a lot of people see this as a real case study of what went wrong in the last few years under Gonzalez, where somebody who might have been a great leader at the Justice Department 10 years from now instead had a tenure that was, by all accounts, a disaster.
And what do you expect to be the aftermath of this resignation?
Well, both Minnesota senators, one Republican and one Democrat, have essentially said that they are happy to see Paulos go. In fact, one of them, Republican Norm Coleman, initially supported Paulos for the job. She's now going to come back to Washington, where she will work as a counselor in the Justice Department's Office of Legal Policy, which, of course, will be a much less public role than the one that she's leaving.
Ari, thanks much.
You're welcome.
NPR Justice correspondent Ari Shapiro.